Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of you know that you're worth saving? Hallelujah, that you're worth keeping, that you were worth dying for. Hallelujah. That's what our Savior did for us. And because you are now free, because you're now whole, you need to go and tell everyone you know about the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome you, you, and you to MCI, Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. I am Lady T. Hallelujah. This is your weekly word workout. So today we're going to get this word in and hear what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we get started, I just want to give honor to Apostle McNeil. Hallelujah. Pastor McNeil there with MCI Ministries. They're how I actually got in touch with the blog and how God has used them to offer this opportunity for us to share the word of God. Hallelujah. And last but not least, I want to give all thanks and honor to my pastor, my bishop, my husband, Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries, who's on also on Tuesdays as well. I tell you, it is going to be an awesome time tonight. MCI Blog Radio has some awesome ministries that's going on. Hallelujah. You have Pastor Matthew McNeil. He's on Friday nights, Bishop Thurman Butler on Tuesday night, Lady T on Wednesdays, and then you have Apostle McNeil having services on Sunday. This all happens right here on MCI Blog Talk Radio. All of this word, all of this manifestation, all of this information, hallelujah, about thus said the Lord is right here, and I give honor to God for even allowing me to be a part of such a great move of God. Hallelujah. I give honor to my ACC beauties that are listening in tonight, to Elroy Ministries, Sister Evangelist Sandy Faith, and I just give honor to all the people who have just helped me to get to where I am. God is so good, and he's amazing, totally amazing. So I want you guys to just bring your minds and your souls in. Hallelujah. And I want you to just close your eyes for a minute, and let's just go into prayer and just seek God's face so our spirits can be open to what God is singing to us tonight. Father God, oh, how wonderful and gracious you are. You are so mighty and so awesome, so magnificent. Words just can't even describe, hallelujah, who and what you are. To me, Father God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for allowing us to be on this line, Lord Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, for allowing us to get a word from you today to feed us midweek, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming onto this line and hovering over each and every person through the phone waves. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for how you bringing everyone together. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask that you open the hearts and the spirit of your people. Not that they only hear the word, but they receive the word, Father God. This is not me. This is all you. Father God, if it was me, I couldn't do it. But Holy Spirit, have your way. I thank you for allowing this opportunity. I thank you for allowing your people to come on. I thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do, the mighty move that you're about to make right now on this line. So, Father God, I give you all the honor, glory, and praise. And as for me, no anxieties, no worries, no fears, Father God. Only the spirit of the living God that's inside me. Rise up. Hi, Selma. Show yourself strong in this word. Father God, in all that I would do, I'll be also careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I tell you, we're going to go straight into the word of God. Hallelujah. I will be reading from the Gospel of Mark. We're going to go to chapter 10 and start at verse 46. And we're going to read through 52. Amen. Amen. It says, now they came to Jericho. As they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you. And throwing away his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. The subject of this particular cluster of scripture tonight is called Shout, Shout, Shout. Let it all out. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Shout, shout, shout. Let it all out. Hallelujah. Now, it says to us in verse 46, it begins to say that now they came back. Now they came to Jericho, and he was out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude of people. So we could see that Jesus went into this town called Jericho. And the Bible doesn't say how long he stayed in Jericho, but it did say that when he left the town, it was a multitude of people around him or with him, which means that when he went into the town, it was just him and his disciples. So it was something that Jesus was saying that draw the multitude to come and follow him. So I don't know how long he was in Jericho, but it was long enough for him to draw attention from the people of what he was saying or his purpose for being in that particular town. Now, as they were leaving out, on the side of the road, there was a man. It was a blind man called Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, or Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Now, he was sitting on the side of the road begging. So the multitude of people was with Jesus coming out. However, when they came out, there was a man, and he was blind. He couldn't see anything. He was blind, and he was begging. Man didn't have two nickels to rub together. But he was sitting on the side of the road waiting for people to come through so he can ask for what he need or he can beg for what he needs. But instead of that, what happened was, see, being that the man was blind, Bartimaeus was a blind individual. When you lose your sight or when you lose a portion of something or the five senses of your body, it heightens another one of the senses. In this case, he lost his sight, and when he lost his sight, his hearing became keen or more developed. See, people of God, that's how it should be with us as Christians. See, when we lose our flesh, your spirit should become more keen or more developed, where you're able to hear God better. When you're able to understand and walk into your purpose better, when you become more in tune with the greater he that's inside of you, your obedience becomes stronger. Your lifestyle becomes different. Your mind becomes clearer. See, when you lose your flesh, your spirit becomes keen. It becomes more developed. See, when blind Bartimaeus lost his hearing, his eyesight, his hearing became more keen. So what he heard was, Jesus of Nazareth is here. So instantly, hallelujah, per the Bible, he starts to cry out. He didn't say what the people said. He didn't say, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. He said, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Now, let me tell you the difference. See, when you call him the son of David, that means that you know something about him. That means that you know some lineage on where he came from. You know some promises that were made about Jesus. See, blind Bartimaeus saw Jesus in a deeper sense than what the people saw him as, than what the multitude of people saw him to be. So blind Bartimaeus called out and said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now, as he was calling out to Jesus, as he was calling out for his purpose, as he was calling out for what he needed, because he knew when he called Jesus' name that whatever was in his heart or whatever his desire was could be fulfilled. But as he was calling out, the people said, then many warned him to be quiet. So this man is calling on the Savior. He's calling on who he know he needed to get through to what he needed to get through to. He was calling on the person that he's the only person that he know that could help his situation. And then you had the multitude of people telling him, be quiet. See, that's one of the problems that we have in church. See, they'll tell you it don't take all that, or she needs to stop with all that noise, or God ain't in that, or she cray cray, or she done lost her mind. Hallelujah! Because you're crying out to Jesus, so people gonna try to stop you from crying out, but then nobody knows your struggle. See, nobody knows your battles. Nobody knows what you've been through and still living. Nobody knows that you should have been dead and gone. Nobody knows that you lost your parents. Nobody knows that your marriage is rocky. Nobody knows that you're caught in an addiction. Nobody knows the behind the scenes. So that means that nobody knows your praise. See, I don't know about you, but I'm going to shout, 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 and let it all out. See, Lord will hear my praise. I'm going to scream his name unto the rooftop. See, 10,000 tongues ain't enough to give him the praise that he's just due. So I'll take the one tongue that I have, and I will praise him for all the days of my life. See, I got to praise, and I got to get it out. See, you can steal my money. You may even steal my honey, but you can never steal my praise. Hallelujah. See, God inhabits the praises of his people. But instead of encouraging him, they said, be quiet. It don't take all that. Hush your mouth. He ain't thinking about you. You are a sinner. You are a beggar. God ain't trying to help you. Jesus ain't looking at you. But see, blind Bartimaeus had the right idea. See, he didn't let what the people said stop him from calling on his help. Because the Bible tells us that instead of being quiet, he cried even more. Son of David, have mercy on me. See, people of God, you can't let people dictate your praise. You can't let your emotions, your feelings, or your thoughts, or being shy or ashamed dictate your praises. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. See, no rock is going to have to cry out for self. See, she's going to get her praise on because God's been too good to me to quiet my praise. See, the world ain't give it to me. Hallelujah. So the world can't take it away. So we have to keep an understanding that God looks forward to our praise. God sees our praise. God hears our praises. Hallelujah. He inhabits our praises. He's in the midst of our praises. Hallelujah. So we have to understand, don't let the people around you, hallelujah, don't let the people that you're affiliated with, or don't let the people that think that you're doing too much, don't let them interfere with what God has for you. Because guess what? When Bartimaeus cried out the more, the Bible then tells us in verse 49, so Jesus stood still and commanded him, hallelujah, commanded him to be called. People of God, that's a powerful thing. When your call, your voice, your heart causes Jesus to stand still and start commanding things to happen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm commanding sickness to leave your body today. I'm commanding your household to line up with the word of God. I'm commanding your finances to be an overflow. I command Satan to step back off of you. See, it's a powerful thing when Jesus hears your heart and he starts commanding things to happen. Hallelujah. People of God, he wants to hear us. Understand that when blind Bartimaeus, if he had listened to the multitude of the people that were around him, hallelujah, we don't know what the outcome would have been. But because he said, look later for you guys, I got to get close to Jesus. I got to see and get what he has for me. Hallelujah. Jesus stood still and he commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man. People of God, that's something else. Because the same people that were telling him to be quiet were now the same people, the same people who was telling him, hey, he's calling you. Come on. Don't worry. Come on. It's okay. See, the same people, hallelujah, that was judging him. The same people that was telling him, oh, he ain't going to deal with you. You are nothing, hallelujah. Stop bothering Jesus. He ain't fooling with somebody such as yourself. You are a beggar, hallelujah. You are a drug addict, hallelujah. You are an alcoholic, hallelujah. You are a fornicator. He said he ain't dealing with you. These were the same people that came to him and saying, to him, be of good cheer. Then he said, oh, wow, okay. Dude, yeah, he calling you. Jesus wants you. Jesus calling you up. Look, come on. But these were the same people that judged him. So people of God, we got to be careful what we say to people. We got to be careful on how we look at people. We got to be careful on who we say is called by Jesus and who's not called based on whatever we're looking at. We have to be careful on how we judge people and the things that we say and do because we don't know who God is going to use. We don't know what God is going to do in their life or on their behalf. God said he's not a respecter of person. Hallelujah. Anything he did for you, he could do for them. The same thing he did for me, he could do for you. I ain't saying he would, but he could because he is God. So people, the same people that we see or we kick when we're rising up, may be the same people that we, Jesus, have us calling on as we're coming down. So hallelujah, God, I thank God. We have to be careful. We have to be mindful of what we're saying to people or what we're telling them that this is not God and that's not God and you can't do this or God ain't having that. We serve a long-suffering God. We serve a God whose will is that no man shall perish. Hallelujah. We have to understand that God is a God of all of us, not just the ones that, quote unquote, so-called have it right. Hallelujah. God is looking for the sick and the shut in. Hallelujah, God. So people of God, if we have God in us, these are the people that we should be looking after. Hallelujah. Well, look, we should be going to those that has illnesses, that has sin in their life, that don't know God. Hallelujah. We shouldn't discourage them. Hallelujah. We can't tell people, well, you got to do this and that before you can come to God. No. You can't get good to come to God. You got to come to God to get good. Hallelujah, people. So we thank God for showing up and showing out on a blind Bartimaeus' behalf, because the same people that were telling him, hush, it don't take all of that. You're doing too much. You're too loud. Chill, bruh. Was the same people that turned around and said, come on, he's calling you. Jesus is calling you. Rise up. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. He's calling you. So people of God, are you rising up today? Do you hear the call of Jesus today? Hallelujah. Is he calling your name and so many distractions that you can't hear, or so many people in your ear saying that you would never amount to nothing, or no, you, God would never call you to do this because of your life? Hallelujah. You got to get away from the distractions and the noise, because Jesus is calling you. He's calling you to rise up from where you are. Come higher than where you are. Do more than what you're doing for his people. Hallelujah. And when blind Bartimaeus realized that he was being called by Jesus, he, with verse 50 says, throwing aside his garment. Now, people of God, understand the importance of that particular verse or that cluster of scripture. It says, and throwing aside his garment. See, back in that day, your garment represented who you were or what you had. For instance, beggars wore beggars' garments. Leopards wore leopards' garment. So your garment represented who you were or what you're walking in. Hallelujah. Jesus is calling you today. Are you willing to throw aside your garment? Are you willing to put down what you're walking in? Hallelujah. If Jesus is calling you, hallelujah, he wants you to come to him naked, unafraid. Hallelujah, knowing that he is who he is. Hallelujah. See, blind Bartimaeus knew that he didn't have to go to Jesus with his beggar garment / blind man garment, because he knew that when he got to Jesus, that that's all he needed for his healing. So people of God, we have to walk into our healing, walk in our deliverance. Hallelujah. You don't have to walk around with the garment of addiction. You don't have to walk around with the garment of whatever is holding you down, depression, stress, whatever it is. When Jesus is calling you, harden not your heart. Throw off your garment and come running to him. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus set his garment aside, and he came unto Jesus. Hallelujah. He did not come. He rose up and he came. He didn't come to Jesus. Hallelujah. With a sop sovereign spirit. His garment he had set aside because he knew, it's like the woman with the issue of blood, if only I could touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I knew I could be made whole. Blind Bartimaeus knew that when Jesus called him, he knew that that garment that he was wearing was no longer a part of who he was. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. When you enter into this world or this lifestyle of Christianity, hallelujah, you enter into a new world, hallelujah. You're no longer conformed to the world, but your mind is now being transformed to a mind like Christ. Hallelujah. So people of God, if Jesus is calling you today, he's saying, throw off that garment. Come unto me. I am what you need. Hallelujah. I can give you everything you need. You need healing, I got it. Hallelujah. You need deliverance, I have it. You need chains broken, I can break them. Jesus is saying, there's nothing too hard for me. Hallelujah. So the blind man threw off his garment. He rose up and he came unto Christ. Now Jesus said to him, in verse 51, he said, Jesus answered and said unto him, what do you want me to do for you? Now, people of God, please don't think for a minute that Jesus didn't know what Bartimaeus wanted. Hallelujah. What his heart's desire was. See, the Bible teaches us that God searches the heart of man. So Jesus knew exactly. I don't have a doubt in my mind that Jesus didn't know what was going on with Bartimaeus, because he is Jesus. He is God. Hallelujah. In the flesh. So, but he still asked him. He still asked him. He said, what do you want me to do for you? See, God wants us to tell him what we need. He said, anything we ask in Jesus' name, it shall be given unto us. God is asking us today, what do you want me to do for you? He's saying, just talk to me. Just come to me. Lean on me. Acknowledge me. Love me. Trust and believe in me. Psalms 47 tells us, delight yourself in the Lord, and I will give you the desires of your heart. Jesus is asking us today. He's saying, look, what is it that you would have me to do for you? What is it that you need from me? What is it that you desire in your life? Hallelujah. Jesus said, all you have to do is talk to me. Ask me. Let me know. Hallelujah. Now, don't get it twisted. We all know that Jesus, that God searches the heart of man, so he knows everything that we need. He knows everything that we desire. Hallelujah. But we have to speak that thing into God. See, our words are spirit. Life and death lies. The power of life and death lies in the tongue. We have to understand that our tongue is powerful. God said, talk to me. Hallelujah. He's calling you people. He's calling us people of God. Hallelujah. Are we going to lay down our garment, set aside our garment and come running unto him so that we can tell him, God, I need you to help me with my deliverance. Father, I need you to mend my marriage. Father, I need you to help me with my children. Father God, give me a word to speak to when I'm ministering to people. Father God, I just need to walk in the fire and which burning up in my bones. Father God, I need you to quicken my spirit. God, I need you. What do we need from God today? Hallelujah. What are we asking him for? Hallelujah, because he's definitely calling us to come to him. He's definitely calling us to lie before him, to trust him, to understand him. Hallelujah. And that's why we come on this line so many days a week, so that we can understand the word of God. Because if it's in the word, it's undisputed. Hallelujah. So blind Bartimaeus, when Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said unto him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. See, when I hear that, it's this, or when I read that, God shows me the humility in which blind Bartimaeus came unto him. You know, my Holy Ghost imagination to see him just bowed before God, head down, and just saying, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. He didn't pose a question to Jesus. He didn't make a demand on Jesus. He didn't say, well, Jesus, if you can, could you please give me my sight? No. Or he didn't say, you are Jesus, I command you to give me my sight. No. He humbly came unto him. He said, that I may receive my sight. He said, Jesus, if this is a part of the plan, if it's your will, hallelujah, that I may receive my sight. He came to him in a humble state, saying, God, I know that you could do it because you are Jesus and you have worked many miracles. You are who you say you are. I believe you can do what you say you can do. Hallelujah. Is it your will that I might have my sight? Hallelujah. People of God, we're asking God for a lot of things, but we need to ask God, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Father God, not my will. See, even Jesus himself had a moment. Hallelujah. And then he had to come to himself and said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Blind Bartimaeus came to God and he said to Jesus what he would like for him to do for him. Hallelujah. Are you asking God what you want him to do for you? Are you asking God that his will be done in your life? That his will is what leads and guides you every day? Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that we may want ourselves, but if it's not the will of God, then it should not be a part of our life. God is saying, let go and let God. Hallelujah. Say, I'll never steer you wrong. Hallelujah. Not saying that the mountain won't have a few bumps and bruises on the way, because no man can climb a smooth mountain. So even in the will of God, you may encounter some bumps and bruises. But God said, I'll never give you no more than you can bear. Hallelujah. So are you asking God today for what his will is for your life? Or God, is this what you would have for me? Blind Bartimaeus said, God, that I may receive my sight. Hallelujah. What are you asking God that you receive today? What are you asking God for your life, for his kingdom today? Hallelujah. When blind Bartimaeus told Jesus what he wanted, then Jesus said to him in verse 52, Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole or made you well. People of God, we have to understand, hallelujah, that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him, whoever has faith in him, should never perish. People of God, his faith is what made him whole. Our lives are about faith. Hallelujah. The world says, okay, well, look, I'll believe it when I see it. But God told me, you will see it when you believe it. Hallelujah. We have to understand that the life that we're living, this lifestyle that we have, it's believing that Jesus is who God said he is and that God can do what he say he can do. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. People of God, our faith is what's going to keep us. Our faith is what's going to lead us. Our faith is what's going to guide us. Hallelujah. And understand that faith comes by hearing. and hearing the word of God. That's why it's so important, people of God, that you continue to hear the word of God. Continue to come on to MCI Blog Talk Radio. Come on Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 6, Fridays at 6, Sunday at 9 o'clock, so you can hear the word of God. So your faith can begin to grow, so it can begin to bloom. Hallelujah. And God will be pleased. Hallelujah. We're walking around with a lot of doubt. We're walking around with a lot of what ifs. Hallelujah. But God, that's not a spirit that came from God. We're walking around with a lot of fear. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Love, power, sound mind. Hallelujah. So people of God, where's your faith level today? Has your faith made you whole? Hallelujah. Because if it has not, then you need to go back to God. Hallelujah. Get in his word. Let your faith start to grow. Let the word of God start to get inside of you. Let this message be written in your heart. Don't just read the word. Meditate on his word. Understand his word. Get that thing in your spirit and in your heart so you can learn the character of God, so you can know who God is, and you can begin to understand your purpose. We're not here just because God decided that he just wanted to make us. We have purpose, people of God. And if you've been called by God, then you are part of this holy nation, this priesthood that God has set up for us here on this earth. We're kingdom people. Hallelujah. We're royalty in the sight of God. So people of God, it's time for us to start walking in our faith, understanding our faith, understanding who we are, but more importantly, whose we are. Hallelujah. God has a purpose and a plan for all of us. We're champions in Christ. Hallelujah. God has purpose, and he wants to use each and every one of you. Hallelujah. You didn't come on this line by mistake or for whatever the reasons. Yes, you may have been invited to come on. You may be coming on as a support. But believe it or not, it's purpose. Is believe it or not, it was purpose that you said, you know what, I'm going to come on this line and I'm going to listen to the woman of God tonight, see what God is saying. Hallelujah. People of God, he said he wants you to shout, 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 and let it all out. Hallelujah. He wants you to call upon him for every situation. See, the problem is that we're leaning on our own understanding. We need to acknowledge him, trust him, so that he can direct our path. See, that all goes back to faith. You can't trust something that you don't have faith in. You can't trust something that you don't believe in. Hallelujah. And you can't trust somebody that you don't know. See, blind Bartimaeus, he knew this thing. See, Jesus wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth. He was Jesus, the son of David. He knew the lineage of Jesus. He knew the promises that came with Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus today? Are you hearing him call you? Have you hardened your heart? Are you throwing off your garment and coming before God? Hallelujah. He said, hey, you come here. Tell me what you want. Talk to me. Trust me. Lean on me. Hallelujah. I got something that the world can't take away. Hallelujah. But Jesus is saying that you got to have faith, because faith is what's going to make you whole. Hallelujah. Faith is what's going to get you through these times that we're living in right now today. Faith is going to let you know that corona can't touch you, because the blood of Jesus is stronger. Faith is going to let you know that you're more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Faith will let you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Faith will let you know that you're the head and not the tail. Hallelujah, God. Faith will let you know that God will make your enemies your footstool. People of God, are we walking in faith today? And if you're not, Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. Get into your word. He said, meditate on my word day and night. Let God speak to your spirit. Let him give you an understanding on who he is. People of God, it's time out for dating God. It's time for us to get married. It's time to commit unto God. Hallelujah. Satan is running ragged out here because he knows his time is short. People of God, God is calling us. So the question today is, are you answering? Are you throwing aside your garments and laying before God? Hallelujah. It's time for us to shout, 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 and let it all out. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. People of God, bow your heads. Let's go into a prayer before we close out for tonight. Father God, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. Father, I thank you for the spirit, hallelujah, that led this word tonight. Father God, I thank you that none of me but all of you. Lord, I pray, hallelujah, that this word has fallen deep into the heart of your people to understand that this is a faith walk, and faith is what's going to make them whole. Father God, understand that you're waiting and just lingering, waiting for them to call upon you, Father God. You want to hear from your people. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for standing still on my behalf and commanding some things to go. Father God, I know you're standing still for the people on this line and commanding sickness to go, commanding deliverance to come, commanding things to line up. Father God, and I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you for commanding some things in and out of our lives today. God, we come before you. We come before you humble, humble as we could possibly be, knowing that you are God and there is no other besides you. Lord, we bless your name today. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah, because all glory belongs to God. Lord, I thank you for using me tonight. I thank you for allowing me to be the vessel to pour this word out unto your people. Lord Jesus, I humbly, humbly surrender myself unto you as others have done on this line. Father God, we say we surrender all and we say yes. Lord, use us. Use us for whatever capacity that you would have us to be. Father God, I thank you for those on the line who has ministry in their spirit. Father God, so he's going to wake up that ministry. Harabu Shandi. Thank you, God, for waking up the ministry for those on the line. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for sending your ministry angel to each and every person on the line. Send it to their homes. Hallelujah. To protect, lead, and guide them. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and all that you're doing. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary for sinners like us. Father God, we can't ask for no more, but you continue to give. And for that, we're so grateful. Lord, we ask that the words from our mouth be salvation to someone's soul. In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in and for listening. Again, this is MCI's Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. We have Bishop Thurman Butler with Undisputed Truth, my awesome husband, on Tuesdays. We have Weekly Word Workout with Lady T on Wednesday. We have the awesome Pastor McNeil on Fridays. And we have Apostle. Man, the powerful woman of God on Sunday. You guys have got to tune in. Get into this word. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. Tune in. Listen to what thus says the Lord. God bless you all. Have a great night.